Blog Talk Radio.
Patriots, thank you for tuning in to find out more about what we're doing. I'm sorry for being a little late. Everyone in my circle, we were out for celebrating a special occasion last night, and I have so much to catch up on, and I wanted to thank you for coming by. The benefit that I'm trying to work on, I think I might get help, but, you know, I'm a very optimistic person most of the time. But I don't see how this can't work if everyone gets behind it. But, you know, you have different things going on, so maybe they can work together. I don't know. But I'm excited because there's a special event coming up in the next few weeks. It's the Stampede Rodeo in Valley Center, and that's special because they show it's like a cultural event where everyone sees how things are done with roping and going at bronco ride and things like that, and it's not just for farmers or ranchers. It's actually an important thing to show your kids because America was settled before there were even a lot of wagons, and so people used horses as ways for transportation, but also for hauling and tearing down trees. And, you know, horses are wonderful, and I love horses, and my sister's really into them too, my twin. So I'm going to make her go. She said, oh, that's just for farmers and ranchers. I'm like, no, it's actually special. So if you want to know more about the upcoming rodeo in Valley Center, I posted it on blog.laurabella, and I think it's the 27th and 28th. There's so much going on, it's hard to keep track of everything. And I almost missed signing in today because I didn't set a reminder. All the platforms have you can follow the show, it's up to you if you want to do that. But it also, you can set a reminder about the show, so that's kind of nice. I think I explained to you about why this has been so hard. I'm trying to keep a low profile because I didn't, that's another long story I'm not going to get into right now. But the bottom line is that I really need some help, and we can get really good teachers and counselors and volunteers and child care providers and those kind of things get them all rounded up, so to speak, and then we can proceed to the next step, which in, I believe is going to be schools, private schools, as well as schools that are detached from the public school system. We don't have any choice now. These people are wicked. I mean, not just, you know, bad and incompetent and wasteful and stupid. They're wicked, okay? And I hate to say that because I know it's going to draw more fire on me, but I'm saying it. Okay, we're not going to be part of it. Now, I know a fella who has a wonderful art school. I don't know him well, but I've been impressed by him. And he has the Green Art House, and he is a key founder. And he's doing classes for adults, and then he wants to do them for kids, but that's a whole other, you know, avenue. But I would encourage you to check it out. His website's beautiful, and he's such a talented man. And you know, it kind of ties into my twin who one summer worked for a famous portrait artist who's very well connected. And she was his chef and his, you know, basically his major domo, like a person like Mr. Carson in, you know, Downton Abbey. That's what she was. And she just wanted to explore that because she's a really great chef, a cook, and she wanted to test her skills. And it was an interesting experience. And so when I met Richard, I was impressed because he has such a talent, and I know he's doing all kinds of other things and involved with other things, but I have a feeling that he would, you know, be a great art school director and, you know, teach classes. He's just amazing. And he gave good certificates for art classes for our event. And I'm going to ask him for some more to give away as prizes. We're not sure about the location of the 9/11 event, but there are going to be lots of other events going across the country. And they're already happening. And they have got a lot of, you know, big hitters, heavy hitters behind them. So they get, you know, well attended. So even if you don't, you know, want to come out to Rainbow, California for the Inspired Vision event on 9/11, which we're still nailing down the details on, you want to be in the directory because you, or an advertiser, because you are going to be seen because people are talking about this. And I know it doesn't seem that way because I've been so deplatformed and censored, but it's, I know that there's a lot of great people involved in this. And they don't call me up and tell me that. I get visions and I know what's going on sometimes before other people do. So just think of me as Laura Bella, the Good Witch of the West. I'm not a witch. I'm trying to be funny, but that's kind of how I can explain it to you. One of the other great things about what I've been working on, you know, I'm creating all these videos and logos and designs and things, and, you know, it's very taking time to do that. But I know we could teach kids about graphic design and writing and screenwriting, you know, all the things that are connected to culture through movies and advertising. My daughter, our daughter, was involved with advertising and political science when she was in college. And she knows so many great people, and some of them are in the movie field. And I can't even talk about it because I don't want to put them under fire. So I hope you have an understanding of how difficult this has been to do, to keep my family safe and to keep her friends safe. It's, you know, I can't be out there dropping names. And so that's why I do what I'm doing. But it doesn't always go very smoothly, and it's very embarrassing. But, you know, I'm asking you to bear with me because I know this is the right thing to do, and it can be so good to do. It can be so great to do good things together, but it's also going to be such a monumental undertaking, and that monumental word ties into Kirk Cameron. He made the movie Monumental. He's a patriot. He has a big family, and he started a campfire talk type thing. It's on Facebook, and his idea was to just get people together to chat and talk and share ideas and not attack each other and have civil conversation. And that's what we need right now, because there's going to be a big shift over to the middle and to the right, because people are aware now, like, oh my goodness, this is much more complicated than what we believe, because a lot of information is being censored, and it's still being censored, but just not as much as it was. I wanted to tell you about the rodeo, Stampede Rodeo, Valley Center Stampede Rodeo. I'm looking for the website because I want to make sure I tell you the right thing. I've got so many windows open. Oh boy. I know it's feel sometimes that I'm being tested way more than most people are, because as John Voight said, when he was going through a rough time in his life, John Voight is the actor who was in the movie Deliverance is when I first started paying attention to him, but he was in Midnight Cowboy. That's what put him on the map. He was in that with Dustin Hoffman. John Voight's a good man. He's a big patriot. He's a big Trump fan. And John Voight said that God told him it has to be difficult. It's supposed to be difficult. So maybe that's why this has been such an ordeal, to make sure that I was really, really into it. But I am, and I'm still here. I'm still standing. Anyways, the Valley Center Stampede, I think, ties into the Rawhide Ranch, because the Rawhide Ranch is famous for not just having kids camps, but also for specialized training in horsemanship. And I think that at one time when I first came here, they had a mock stagecoach robbery type of thing. But the reason I'm very happy about the Valley Center Stampede Rodeo and the Memorial Festival is because it's on the 27th and 28th this year, this month. And I can go there and in the competition. But also it's a real true Americana. We gotta remember who we are and where we came from and what makes America special. If you wanna know, that would be great to get involved in, because I believe, from what I can gather from my inspirations I get, there's going to be some Western movies made here, and there's going to be horsemanship and horses, more horses, and wagons and things like that. We're also going to need people who are reenacting the costumes for that time, because if we're going to put on a play, offering for you know, 1800 something. Because I think it's a movie that's like part of Scott. You can hide a bit of law, I mean, Western thing. I think it should be taken.
Patriots, sorry about that. Remember I said I was out in the boondocks. I'm having telephony problems, and I apologize for that. Oh, boy. All right. So what I'm leading up to is that, you know, I realize that this is, you know, way, way bigger than me, but because I'm, you know, not connect. I know I have the connections, just I'm not talking to them. And I'm, you know, as I said before, I lost my following. So I need everyone who believes what I'm saying to tell the people about their contacts, their circle about this. You know, Jimmy Stewart, I was a big fan of, and he made It's a Wonderful Life. And he made another movie called Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And in that story, all the kids that he was helping get the word out. I'm such an old softy. Anyway, he gets the word out, and they all write letters to Washington, and they stop him from being persecuted. That was a very moving movie to me because it showed that this guy, he was just an ordinary man, stood up and he did the right thing. So I'm asking you to stand up and do the right thing. It means that you don't support these you know, communism and movie stars that are doing, you know, oh, I'm collecting money for the Rawhide Ranch, and they're really not. Okay, just give them directly to the Rawhide Ranch, because they know what they have to do, and they already are involved with this. They're involved with the rescue organizations. I shouldn't say rescue organizations, but they have connections to special forces, put it that way. And, you know, they know what to do. I'm not asking you to give them a lot of money. Just give what you can, or you can do it directly on the website, only because I wanted to do that. We're getting donations. But they're not showing when I put up the donor wall, because they're making the donation, but they're sending it to the Rawhide Ranch, which is fine. Okay, the government doesn't have to be involved. There's other 501c3s and other nonprofits involved in this, so you know they can do their, you know, fundraising and then do their reporting, but. You know, I have an LLC. You know, I could be starting a foundation and being like Hillary Clinton and, you know, taking in all kinds of money and, you know, basically laundering money through other foreign sources. Yeah, I said it. But I don't want to do that, okay? I want it to be that this is an organic enrichment and that everyone in their own circle gets involved with trying to be, you know, part of this. I mean, when I saw, when God showed me what was going to happen at my place, I was like, how can that be happening here? We're just doing a little remodeling, and, you know, I just didn't understand. And then I started to realize that this was bigger. This was going to be happening everywhere, with building and apprenticeships and people who are volunteering, people who are doing it for, you know, their mission trip organizations. You know, you know, every faith is involved in this. Every denomination is involved in this. This isn't just like, you know, some, you know, group of evangelicals or something. I mean, this is much, much bigger. And so it means that everyone has to get involved in their own way. Like, say you have lighting equipment because you were doing you were a roadie, say, and you have equipment that they're going to throw away because they're getting newer stuff. You know, that's the kind of stuff they need. They need to be able. They have the space. You know, it's not that they don't have enough room. It's just that they've been concentrating on kids programs. But I think it's got to be bigger than that in order to keep funding what has to happen. And part of it is that I believe that there's going to be more art and music schools. There's going to be schools that are hiring, you know, really good teachers, even hiring teachers that have retired and want to, you know, freelance or do part-time enrichment classes. I mean, that's the kind of thing that we're talking about, where it's going to be amazing, but it's a lot of effort to get there. And with the Operation Rainbow, a lot of the kids haven't had any education. They've been abducted, or they've been, they had their education disrupted because they were put into sex slavery. And yeah, I know it's a disgusting subject to talk about, but, you know, these kids need help in all kinds of ways. So I'm asking you, to get involved. And it could be as much as just donating, you know, spiral notebooks for the kids to take notes, or it could be involved with donating money to get schools built or to have additions put on to existing charter schools. I believe that there's a place near me that would be a perfect place for an art music school and maybe a healing center. It's actually a church, and it has a very small congregation because the people in it weren't able to. Their kids moved away or whatever. They didn't end up keeping it growing and thriving. I'm out of time. I'll stop back again. And I ask you to search your heart and see what you can think about doing. And be brave, be bold, and we'll all be free very soon. I really believe that. And God bless you. God bless whoever's listening to this. May you feel the peace of God instead of